Yet another area when visiting a chayla, something to keep in mind, perhaps where again there's a bit of a confluence between Pashat Seichel and practical halacha. But that is, people come to chayla and they hear and they like to, you know, sometimes people perhaps can feel a bit uncomfortable not knowing what to say. This applies equally as well by Ibn Achimovel. And a lot of times someone will come and say, you should know that you hear so-and-so is sick. You're seeing my person, he's sick. And you say, you know, I know someone else with the exact same sickness. I know someone else who, somebody passed away, and share some other not such pleasant tidings. Now, first of all, no chayla needs to hear. You ask a chayla, you know, post his recovery. Many of them will tell you they have no real benefit in hearing about anyone else who is sick. It doesn't make them feel any better. It doesn't give them any chizuk. And certainly when the end of your story is, you know, and the person died, you know, it certainly doesn't do any good for their overall well-being. But it's actually, besides for a seichel, actually goes into halacha, and that is, what happens if somebody is a chayla, and you find out that a karv of his was nifter? Now, this person's in the hospital, he's in a matziv of where, maybe not because it comes to fushes, but it's a question of somebody who is not well, and somebody, perhaps, a parent was nifter. The person, the chayla, may very well be mechuyiv to sit shiva, he's mechuyiv to say kaddish, and here, there's a danger by sharing this news with him, because by sharing this news, you can imperil his situation. We do not let him know. We don't tell him. And this may very well be, this happened, I've heard people in practical scenarios, there are times when not telling a chayla that his father or parent was nifter may very well result, if you don't tell him for 30 days, he won't shiva b'chlal. He will totally avoid the whole lach of shiva. And because of, and it would be a tremendous chus for the father for the shiva, for his own well-being, but because we don't want to jeopardize his position, we don't want to put him into a precarious state, we want to avoid that at all costs. Therefore, we will not tell him, even if it's a karev, halacha, which may be valid, halacha, l'maisa, we do not tell a chayla of such a situation. Now, obviously, one has to know in each situation, you know, ask a rav, ask the doctors exactly when this applies, but the concept is always true that one should not do anything, even if there may be a benefit of halacha. The bottom line is halacha, we should not tell him if it could cause deterioration in his matziv. Now, Shacharach does go a drop further. It says, not only do we not inform him of a chayla, we do not cry, and we're not maspid mesim in front of him. Now, many of the places have a hard time with this. If we can't even inform him, certainly one should not be baichil maspid in front of him. Well, how do we understand the hemshich of Shulchan Aruch? So the Bach and others maintain that the halacha is as follows. When it comes to a karev, we don't even inform him. When it comes to somebody who's not a relative, it's an acquaintance, somebody in town, somebody who's not his, you know, not a family member, not even his, you know, not his best friend, not his next door neighbor, but somebody who he has a relationship with. Once he hears about people dying, anyone in the town who he knows, and the person passed away, it will put him in a, you know, in a state of mind where he's thinking about Yom HaMitzvah and these type of things. That type of frame of mind is generally very unhealthy for a chayla. We don't, for such a mace, someone in the community dies, you could tell him. That much you could do. But to start being masked and talking about how the person was so wonderful and was a loss to his family, etc., 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 all these things will put him in a very, dire state of mind. We want to avoid that. So luck is, again, as far as family, we don't inform him at all. When it's somebody else, we could inform him, but one shouldn't be masked, one shouldn't be baicher or anything else. And Shev Yehuda points out that following these lines, that's only strict halacha. Obviously, one has to use the seichel. You know, is there a benefit b'chlal in sharing such news? Even though it may be mutter to share the news someone else passed away, one always has to be very careful. Practically, you know your chayla, you know what the situation is. You know, there certainly may be no mitzvah at all to share such news. Even if it may not be usher, one can go much further. And any negative news, any news that may have, you know, ill effect on its chayla, one should avoid at all costs.